We're having a launch for our latest book, Barack Obama and the Myth of a Post-Racial America, which is really the first publication from our research network on the Obama presidency funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council.
What will you be talking about specifically tonight? What are the key points from the book?
It seems a long time ago now, but back in 2008, there was certainly this great sense of euphoria when Obama was first elected as president. And the fact that an African-American was now in the White House was seen really as an indication that now race was no longer a divisive political issue in the United States. Since then, I guess, of course, there's been a whole series of race-related incidents. Henry Louis Gates, Gatesgate affair, where he was arrested outside of his home in Harvard. More recently, the death of Trayvon Martin in Florida, which have really cast doubt on this assumption. Really, the themes of the book explore the ways in which, in fact, race is very much a continuing problem in the United States. And indeed, in almost every measurable indicator of well-being, life expectancy, economic income, education, African Americans and other racial minorities still lag far behind white Americans in terms of achievement and satisfaction.
How does that make you feel? I mean, at the beginning of this project, did you think you might be saying something different at the end, something more positive?
Well, that's one of the interesting things, actually, because the first real idea for the book came from a symposium event that we did in New York in 2009. And we had a panel which the title was Barack Obama and the Declining Significance of Race in America, question mark. So we were already beginning to doubt it a little bit. Then we had our first research seminar of the network at Edge Hill, where it was Barack Obama and the race question in America. So we decided there was a question now. And of course, the title of the book itself, Barack Obama and the Myth of a Post-Racial America, shows how far things have come. And I think that's actually one of the interesting things, is that maybe looking back on it, one of the problems for historians of the future will be that when they look back at 2008, to actually understand that people really did, for a time, believe that America was now a post-racial society and that race as a division was a thing of the past.
Do you think then it doesn't matter who the president is, because what happens, cultural attitudes, if you like, or institutional attitudes won't change?
I guess a number of issues there is that, however powerful the president is, he is only one person. You know, there's all the kind of other political and economic and social power bases in the United States. And of course, any president is only limited at most to two terms in office. And I was at a symposium event in London where they had one of the famous Tuskegee Airmen of the United States, so first African-American airman in World War II, and now in his 90s, of course. And he was speaking about that and was asked that very question, the significance of Obama. And he said, well, you know, it's taken us 300 to 400 years to get over slavery. You can't expect one man to solve all of that in just 3 or 4 years.
So what's next?
Certainly the network is still going at the moment. And of course, the presidency has still 2 years to unfold. And certainly one of the attractions when we set up our research network was that we would be monitoring events as it happened. So certainly some of the things that we looked at, we could never have dreamt of or had no idea of when we first started out. Like, for example, the revolutionary spring in the Middle East, which was a theme of one of our seminar events. Of course, if we look at what's going on today, again, who would have speculated what was going on in Ukraine just a couple of years ago? So it may still be that, though he's still only got 2 years in office left, President Obama has still plenty left for us to think and discuss about that we still don't yet know.